Would you turn to Isaiah 35, 8 through 10 will be the foundational passage for our study today. Can you see that from the back? Well, I guess you can, or you can't hear something. Might have responded. Turn to Isaiah chapter 35. We're going to look at 8 through 10. But really, 35, 1 through 10. That's the text that we'll be using. And I'll just do this now. Isaiah 35, 1 and 2, we have happy way. You see that? 3 and 4, we have hopeful way. And 5 through 7, we have healing way. All of this is in the text. But in verse 8 through 10, we have this way is the Savior's way. You see that? Now, let's read this text together. By the way, I'm grateful for all of you here tonight. You from other congregations and some all the way from Connecticut. This young man here preaches at the Riverdale Church of Christ, and he lived in Connecticut. And I asked him, I said, I didn't think there was any black folks in Connecticut. He said, there isn't now since I'm down here. Well, I used to live in Connecticut. 1964, I lived and worked in Connecticut. Now, I'm not that old, God. But anyway, we're grateful to have all of you here from congregations, especially if you were not members of the body of Christ. We're grateful that you're here. Let's try to make this a learning experience tonight. Isaiah chapter 35, and verse number 8. Let's look at that together. Is that all right? Let's look at it. You know, Isaiah is an unusual book. It's got 66 chapters. It's divided into two parts. That's good, isn't it? Well, you all knew that already. Isaiah 35 and 8. It says, and a way shall be there. And a way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. The way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring man, though fool, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing or crying shall flee away. Now, that's the text. We're going to exegete that, give an interpretation of it, and then we'll make applications. Now, look what we have. It shall be called the way of holiness. That now, Isaiah pointing, he's pointing to something that wasn't taking place there, but it would be in the future. And please listen, this new way did not start until the first Pentecost after the death, burial, and the resurrection of Christ and his ascension and to heaven and his coronation, the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles and they were guided into all truth. This is when this way started. Well, we often sing the song, "I'm in the way, the glory land way." Do you people know this song up here? Well, you don't act like it. Song leaders won't sing it or nothing. I don't know. Now, that pretty good? Now, "And there shall be an highway for the remnant of his people." If you go back to Isaiah 11 and verse 16, it talks about the remnant of Judah. Amen. That's pretty good. I don't need to go into too much historical background, so I don't have that much time. But anyway, all the stuff is on the sheet. Everything is on there that probably you need to know. Pretty good? Now, let's go down this text and unpack it. We'll look at point number four here. This highway is the Savior's way. Can you see that garland?
Sanctified.
Listen. Sanctified. What do you mean sanctified? It's set apart. And it's a sure way. It's sure. Let's look at it. New pathway. "And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness." Brother, let me stop here a moment. Remember this. Talking to people who are not members of the church of our Lord. People cannot, in any age, patriotic, Mosaic, Christian, approach a holy God the way they want to. You can't do that. I had a conversation with a man today. Well, he don't know. He don't know Obama president. Well, not Obama, Trump. He don't know Abraham Lincoln is dead. I mean, he messed up? I mean, really messed up. Now, you cannot approach God, deity, who has no sin. You just can't come to God any way you want to. You can't go to heaven the way you want to go to heaven. I need to slow it down and don't get too emotional here. But anyway, watch this here. It's a new pathway. No polluted ones. The unclean shall not pass over here. When you're talking about going to heaven, this is the way of holiness. And a lot of members of the Church of Christ need to learn, watch it, the way of Christ is a way of holiness. I don't hear no preaching about holiness. Without holiness, no man will see God. Oh, that's good. Now, newly pardoned one. But this one way, it, listen, shall be for those. What those? The saved. Only people on this highway are the saved ones. Unsaved people are not on me. Well, you ought to see yourself. You ought to be up here and see how these folks are looking at this. They're enjoying this. Well, let's go a little further here now. Watch it. It's the scriptural and studied way. If you go to heaven, you're going to have to learn how to go to heaven. Somebody said, you can't miss it. Oh, yeah, you can miss it. Because most people in America already missed it. Most people in the world missed it. Why? Because they don't study this way. It's a scripture way and a study. What do you mean? Listen, God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. You got to learn how to go to heaven. All right? Now, how many people do you know that's been to heaven and came down here and walked around and went back? I don't know but one. He came from heaven. He left the directions on how to go back. That's Jesus. Not your pastor. Not your mother. Not you. And he left the directions how to go from earth to heaven. Well, I guess I'll be doing all right, I guess. Well, let's go here. No accidental stumbling in this way. You just not just going, I wasn't thinking about anything, the Lord just hit me. That's Calvinism. Oh, no. None of that. Watch this here now. Look what it says. The wayfaring man, though fools. Now, the wayfaring men and fools, that's the same person or persons. Shall not err therein. In other words, you are not going to accidentally get in this way. It's a studied way. You got to study the scripture. Now, don't get all upset about fools. Because I believe it's the same kind of fool that Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. Paul said, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, watch it now. Look what it said. Let him become a fool that he may be wise. If a fool means a simpleton, somebody to have with, that's not what he's talking about. That don't mean to go crazy and have good sense. That's not what he's talking about. What Paul was saying there is this. Listen to me carefully. Paul said to the Corinthians, becoming a fool means that they should, watch it, should renounce or give up their Grecian wisdom, which they regarded as the paragons of all excellency. Worldly wisdom will not save you. What are you saying? If you want to become a fool in the sense of giving up your human wisdom and help and receive divine wisdom. That's what becoming a fool means. Why? Because you cannot go to heaven with a secular education. Greek philosopher. You can't go to heaven on that. You can't go to heaven on that. My brother and some of my brothers never learned that, Rick. They hadn't learned that. They think you got a good education and you know English and math and psychology and all this, you got a first class ticket to go to heaven. Wrong. Here's the instruction. Here it is. If you go to heaven, you're going to have to learn how to go. And brethren, we need to learn how to use the scripture skillfully so we can teach people on an elementary level what to do to be saved. I had that guy going today. I wanted to get him so bad. I said, boy, I wish I had had time, nigga. He knows a lot of Bible, but, you know, he don't know what to do with it. Because he left himself open too much. Well, that's a little discouraging. Let me get back here now. Notice accurately searching and school in the way. What do you mean? Accurately. Precise. God is a God of order, not confusion. In John 6:44, listen to this. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets. Listen. And they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that have heard. You can't be saved without faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Are you listening? Listen to me carefully. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. No hearing the way the word of God, no faith. No faith, no pleasing God. Hebrews 11 and verse number 6. Are you listening? Listen, faith stands on what's been revealed. Do it like this. Here's simple. Make it simple. faith, your faith has got to rest on what's revealed in this book. If you are doing something in religion that's not predicated in this book, you may call it faith, but God don't recognize it as faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Let me make some application here. Show me the Baptist church in the Bible. I don't want to know anything else. Show it to me in there. You mean to tell, are you in the church you in by faith or feelings? Tommy, am I sounding all right? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you're in the Baptist church by faith, because if that's true, you ought to be able to read it in the Bible. Somebody said, well, it doesn't make any difference. Is that right? God has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. But you say it's not necessary. That's the work of the devil. Preach it, Brother Shannon. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Where in the Bible it talks about a Pentecost Jehovah's Witness? What? It's not in there. See, wait, let me just make it a little, they don't see it yet. Now, I know the biggest audience we have here tonight, some of you have been gambling. Some of you folks hadn't always been in the church, and even some church members, they gamble. You got one or two here that may still be doing it. All day in here, they gamble. You know what? Can you imagine you going to a table with your chips, watch it, and here's $10,000 table. And you said, I'm going to go over here. I don't have that much money. I'm going to go. No, you got to show some proof that you got at least $10,000 before you can get in there, right? Come on, buy your head. Here's $100,000 table, and you just got $10,000. I'm going to go over here in my luck. No, you can't even play on that table because you don't have enough money. Now, what are you saying? When I talk to denomination people, this is the way I do it. I said, first of all, we're going to talk religion or the Bible. I want to know, is your church in the Bible? See, if it's not in there, what we need to talk about? You're not even raised, man. You're not even a game. It's not even in the scripture. All I know is in the yellow pages. I know it's on the internet. Well, I guarantee you at the judgment, Judy, we're not going to be judged from the internet. No, we're going to be judged out of this book here. Pretty good. I hope that's making that simple, because we got some little kids in here. I want them to get it. I'm looking at these little boys here. I want them to get that, because they got some Baptists and Jehovah's Witnesses and Seventh-day Adventists and Methodists. There's a Presbyterian church down there. Just ask them. Where's the Presbyterian church found in the scripture? Just ask them that. Don't go into nothing detail. That's simple, isn't it? All right. Now we'll go back. That's pretty good. Heard and has learned. You got to be instructed. Of the Father, come unto me. I like what Luke wrote in Acts chapter 16 and verse number 17. It said, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us, look at it, the way of salvation. Boy, that's good, isn't it? Show us the way of salvation. Not only that, listen here, you don't have sense enough to go to heaven. You don't know how to go to heaven. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 10:23, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. No, you don't know. You got to learn how. Anybody ever been in the military beside me? Yeah, you've been in here. Somebody said, I can walk. Yeah, you can walk. Can you march? Oh, any military folks in here? Raise your hand. There you go. Oh, there you go. Now, you had to learn how to march, didn't you? Well, we had some boys from the north. Boy, they didn't know nothing about march. But they soon, I guarantee you, after the 8 weeks, they learned how to march. If they didn't learn how to march, they did so many push-ups and they would recycle. You got to learn how to walk properly, march right. You just don't start marching any kind of way. Do you start with your right foot or your left? They done forgot happened. Is that pretty good? They had a standard way of doing stuff. God is so precise, we have to learn how to please him. Oh, this is good, isn't it? What are we doing? Look here. In Acts 18:26, watch it. It's a way to be expounded. It's got to be explained. And brethren, let me tell you, it takes time to teach people in the denominational world. Brethren, they got so much junk in their heads about God and how to worship and how to be saved. All of them got something different. I see your buddy back there laughing. That guy had us, now just looking. I said, Lord have mercy. Just give me a little more time with this man because he don't know what's going on. He don't know what's going on. Just all confused. Right? Now you have to be learn how to do it. Well, that's enough there. Pretty good, isn't it? Now, the way of worship. Do you think you can worship God any way you want? Now, members of the church, let me tell you something. I told you tonight. I can remember in 1800, from 1800 to 1900, the people in churches of Christ, they were plagued with so much ignorance. You ever heard of Shake It Down? Cane Ridge. I know I'm talking over some of these folk been there. Man, listen here. People barking like dogs. Crawling on the ground, barking like dogs, saying that they were saved. They were jumping and turned over flips and all that stuff. And these guys was trying to teach them what the Bible say. They didn't bother about the Bible. They just wanted to do what they felt in a consciousness, subjectivity, what they thought to do to be saved. Now, amen. Now, 2017 is worse. It is worse in America than drinking than it was in 1807 at Cane Ridge. It's worse now. Because we got stuff so messed up now, it's just awful. We got men want to be women. And women want to be men. They don't even know what bathroom to use. Boy, I mean, we're really messed up. They done messed up. Let's see. The chickens. You know, the rooster and a chicken. They're not that messed up. They're not messed up like that. And we have made it in the image of God, and we've gotten so far off. Brother, this is a little excursion here. But look here. We better get back to the scripture. That's what I'm trying to emphasize here. When you talk about going to heaven. Well, that's enough there. But anyway, let's go here. The safe and secure way. The Redeemer's guarantee. He says no lion shall be there, nor any ravaged beast shall go thereon. It shall not be found there. In other words, on this way here, when you're converted, brethren, listen to me. Why in the world does members of the Church of Christ feud, fuss, and fight like animals? You're on your way to heaven and you're acting like heathen. A lot of members of the Church of Christ, they can't get along. They just fight one another and scratch and don't know the devil has got them, boy. He's got them where he wants. I told my wife one time, Tommy, I said, girl, we can't do this. I'm not going to let the devil persuade me over some material stuff to want to kill you. Anybody here want to kill their wife? You want to kill your husband over some material stuff? Some money or a car or whatever. Brother, it's not worth it. And in the church of our Lord, we don't need to feud, fuss, and fight. This is a serious business. We're talking about going to heaven. Oh, boy, I'm doing pretty good. I must be doing all right because it's kind of quiet, but everybody listening. Well, satisfied and singing way. The redeemed, the remnant, and the rejoicing. But the redeemed shall walk there, and the remnant of the Lord shall return and come to Zion. That's Pentecost. Amen. That's right. Then, watch it. With songs and everlasting joy upon their heads, they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing or crying shall flee away. Now that's the text. A lot more could be said. Let's make some application. This way here. How do you get in this way? How you get in it? I'm wondering, you can't get in this way unless you're in Christ. Listen to this. In John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Listen to this. No man come to the Father but by me. You can't go to heaven by Jesus. All right? Now, have you ever sown it? Tell me what you know about Jesus Christ. You never talked to him. You never saw him. Tell me what you know about God. Tell me what you know about the Holy Spirit. All three persons of the Godhood. The only way you know about him is what you read in this book. This guy kept on telling us today, I hate to keep it, I don't remember his name. The Spirit turned me around. I said, no, the Holy Spirit turned me around. I said, you know what? I wanted to call him something so bad, but the Bible says, be angry and seeing what? See, the knot kept me off of him. Because I want to put a knot on his head so bad. But the Bible says, be angry, but seeing not. He don't know that knot in Ephesians that really helped him out. The knot. Amen. Oh, all right. Pretty good? Listen, now, people all over the world are in darkness. Ephesians 5:8 said, for ye were sometime darkness, but now ye are the light of the Lord. Walk as children of light. Now, Jesus, watch it, made a new and living way. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 20, it said, by a new and living way, which he, Christ, has consecrated for us. This way is the way that leadeth to life. It's the way of truth. I like what Peter said. I like what Peter said in 2 Peter 2:2. It's the way of truth. Brother, you don't want to get away from the way of truth. Because if you're going to heaven, I'll guarantee you, if you make it there, you're going to do like God said to do. You're going to go to heaven by faith. Right? Obedience of the faith. Well, pretty good, isn't it? Now, Paul said in Acts 26:18, when he met the Lord on Damascus there, Jesus appeared to him for this purpose, I appeared unto thee to send you to the Gentiles there. It says to open their eyes. What do you mean open their eyes? Physical eyes? No. Eyes of understanding, Ephesians 1:18. To open their eyes. S-A-T. Satan, God. How are you going to all get these people from here over here? They got to be taught. You got to get to their mind with the word of God. Turn them from the power of Satan unto God. Why? That they may receive forgiveness of sin. Brethren, listen to me carefully. The greatest blessing you could ever get in life, watch it, is remission of sin. What's the worst thing could ever happen to you? You ever thought about it? Somebody says, I lost my job, lost my business. That's not the worst thing to happen to you. Sometimes my wife ran off with another woman. That's not the worst thing that could happen to you. Well, my children that's on drugs, that's not the worst thing. The worst thing could ever happen to a person is for them to die in their sins. Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse number 24, if you die in your sins, where I am, you can't come. that's the worst thing that could happen to happen to you. It ain't losing your money. It's losing your soul. Amen. Forgiveness of sin and inherit among them which are sanctified by faith in me. That's pretty good, isn't it? Now, people need to hear something about Jesus and what he did. Jesus Christ did something. The faith of Jesus Christ did something that no other person ever did. Number one, he was sinless. He had no sin. Watch it. He was born of a virgin. In the fullness of time, Galatians 4:4, in the fullness of time, Christ made of a woman made under law to redeem us from the law. He came right on time, right? Now Jesus Christ died on the Calvary's cross, shedded his blood, took that same blood, watch it. This way is paved, made. He bought one church, one kind of church. One kind of church. I had to put that in there. One kind. What do you mean one kind? There's a lot of kinds of churches. The Baptists and the Methodists are different kinds. But the church of our Lord, the gospel only, will make one kind of church. One kind. Seed of the kingdom, Luke 8:11. Seed of the kingdom sold in a man's heart, never made a Baptist. No. He never made a Pentecostal. Never made Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventist. The Bible won't make that. You had to take something else. Got it? Got to bring this out. And reading I'm doing this, this is the way I do it on TV at home. And every Saturday, they at the barbershop, they want to hang me. You sit around at the barbershop, put it on James Brown Church Choir, let's see what John Shannon's got to say. And one guy said, well, you know, I don't necessarily like him, but he tells the truth. They're listening, darling. They're listening. Well, I think of at a baptismal Sunday, as a result, I'm 48 years old, been watching it. She walked out and obeyed the gospel. Sometimes you have to make people a little hot before they'll give in. You're a blacksmith, aren't you? Right? You know what iron is? Look here, if you don't get it hot, it won't bend. You can get that hammer around with it, put it in that fire and make it hot. Guess what? You can mold it. Sometimes you have to make people hot where they are. Make them hot. That's right. Tell me one time I was in a meeting, speaking in a tent meeting, and big old guy came up. Oh, he was big old guy, man, tall and big. He said, "Did you say my mother went to hell?" He was bigger than you, and you know you're a big guy. He said, "Do you say my mother went to hell?" I was talking about the one church. And I think we're fast. The guy this tall over you. You got to think for it. I'm sorry, but I didn't know your mother. You see how quick I got out of there? I said, sir, I didn't know your mother. I don't know nothing about it. I didn't know your mother. So you can't put that on me. I don't know nothing about your mother. You have to think sometime. Hey, man, they'll get that in the moment. Now, Jesus Christ did something. So when he died, guess what he did? He opened a way that we could go to heaven. He made it way, made it possible. Watch it, this only one way that we could go to heaven. So he died, he was buried, he rose again the third day. And without the resurrection of Christ, we're still in our sins. Paul makes that argument in 1 Corinthians. Now, not only did he die and was buried, but he was raised and he ascended back to heaven. And the coronation took place. What do you mean? He was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's ruling and reigning right now on David's throne. He's the king. Now, pretty good, but he left a direction to the apostles how mankind can be saved, go to heaven. Now, what do you got to do? Number one, you got to hear and believe the gospel. Pretty good. In Acts 15:7, The Bible says when there had been much disputing, Peter rose and said, "Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago that God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth," listen to this, "should hear the word of the gospel," listen, "and believe." What is the gospel? In 1 Corinthians 15, we see Christ died on Calvary's cross, shed his blood. Blood. For the sins of the world. Took that same blood and bought his church, his people. If it's not blood bought, you can't be saved in it. You're in a church not in the Bible, the blood of Christ didn't buy the Baptist church. Well, Shannon, you picking on the Baptist? No. You Methodists, come back tomorrow night and I got something for you. You Pentecostals? No, the reason I mentioned Baptists, you know, they're the largest denomination in the South than any. They're very strong. Very strong. It may be some here tonight. I'm not picking on you. The doctrine that you have obeyed will never put you on the way. So Jesus Christ shed his blood at watch it and paid for the church. And it's the only one. Where are we? Cannon County? Which Cannon County? It's the only one in Cannon County paid for. Shantae, the rest of them got a mortgage on them. And when Christ comes in the cloud, he gonna foreclose on them. You better, I wouldn't die in a church not written. If it's not written, don't die in it. Now, I'm working now, Garland, in the nest where these folk live at. A lot of times we evade what I'm talking about. We don't want to mention that. But listen here, if you're in a church that's not in the scripture, you're going to have to come out of it. You got to come out. You got to leave. Tell me, I told my mother that. I told her. She said, "You're getting beside yourself." I said, "Mom, I'm respecting you." I said, "I'm telling you this because you need to come out of that Baptist church." I said, "Now, that preacher out there since 1924, he fooled my granddaddy, my grandmama, and all my uncles, and he fooled you. Had me fooled. I done learned the truth. You got to come out of that stuff. That stuff's not in the Bible. You can spit and paw and get mad and call us camelites and all that water bugs. They got a lot of names they call it. When you get through with it, when they start those names, you know what I say? I say this here. I say, you done call me all that stuff. What are you? Well, I'm a Baptist. Well, show it to me. I'm a Pentecostal. Show it to me in scripture. What kind of preacher are you? I'm a Baptist preacher. What kind of preacher are you? You a Church of Christ preacher? No. I'm not no Church of Christ preacher. I don't ever read nowhere about Church of Christ preacher. Gospel preacher. A lot of my brethren fall in that trap. Members of the denomination say, well, you're preaching a Church of Christ preacher. No. Sometimes they say, well, you know, you're Church of Christ. I'm not Church of Christ. You may be Church of Christ. I'm not Church of Christ. Church of Christ preachers preach Church of Christ doctrine. That's what's wrong with the church now. I'm a gospel preacher, and I have the authority to preach the gospel of Christ. I am not Church of Christ. I'm a Christian in the body of Christ. I'm a gospel preacher. My name is John Shannon. I'm not a rep, and I'm not a pastor. I'm an evangelist. Call me John Shannon. That's my name. What else? What else? Apostle Paul, the greatest preacher he was. What did they call Paul? Let's see what Peter. Turn, lick your fingers. Oh, we got some time. Turn over to Peter there. Look at 2 Peter 3, verse 15. Let's look at it. That pretty good? 2 Peter 3, verse 15. Let's look at it there. You ought to be there by now. You members of the Church of Christ, you should have had it already. All right, look what it said. An account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul. I ask these birds sometimes, why is it that Peter referred to Paul as brother Paul, but you call each other Reb? Where you get that from? I know where you got it from, because you're not in this way. If you were in this way, you would do just like Peter, your brother. Sometimes we get this brother and make it a title. Don't make no title out of it. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Look at Hebrews 13:23. Pretty good, isn't it? Now, Timothy was a preacher, right? Wasn't Timothy a preacher? Paul was an apostle. Peter referred to him as Brother Paul. Right? Timothy. Tommy, read it. What does it say?
Know ye that our brother Timothy.
Who?
Brother Timothy.
Timothy. He was a brother. He wasn't no pastor, no reb. See how far we done got off? Look at Acts 16:1. Oh boy. No, Romans 16:1, I'm sorry. Romans 16:1. Read it, Tommy.
I commend unto you
Phoebe. Phoebe, you all know Phoebe? Who is she?
Sister.
Now we got brother and sister. What else? Wait, hold it. If you're not a brother, you're not enough. If you're too much of a brother, you're too much. If you're not a sister, you're not enough. Too much than a... You know, sometimes they got these women now. A lot of women preaching now. A lot of them. They've been watching Joyce Meyer. Yeah, they a lot of women in the churches of Christ. We got some at home watching. Churches are splitting because women want to be preachers. No starter for that. Not an evangelist. No, none of that. Well, sister and brother. That's nothing. Well, Jesus Christ, he died. He was buried. He rose again the third day. He took his blood by one church. Watch it. After he ascended back to heaven, watch it. You got to hear and believe this gospel. You cannot be saved unless you believe in the death of Jesus, the burial and the resurrection of Christ from the dead, and that he shed his blood. Watch it. This is where they get in trouble. Watch it. He built and bought only one church. One. It's not the first Christian church either. I was down in Detroit, Texas, between Paris and Clark for preaching. On a 10, I was young then, Tommy. I was young like your son, man. And these brethren had a guy in the Christian church up teaching Bible class and leading song service. And I said to him, he came out of the Christian church. He's a member of the Church of Christ. I said, no, he's not. He said, what? I said, no, he's not a member of the church. He said, what? I said, no, he's not a member of the Church of Christ. I said, you just might well have a Baptist up there. He said, what? Can you prove that? I said, yeah. We'll prove it to you, too. Some of these individuals say, if you was baptized for the remission of sin, it don't make no difference what church you're in. That sounds good, but that's false. Let me watch this now. Look at Acts chapter 2. Come on now, turn to Acts 2, verse number 38. I'm going to run through it here. Verse 36 says, let's do it quickly here. Let's do it quickly. Time is moving on, boy, I'll tell you. Acts 2, verse 36, Peter preached the death, burial, and the resurrection of Christ. You got it? And the Bible says in verse number 36, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, They were pricked in their hearts, and they cried out and said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Watch it. Well, let me do that. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. They said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Watch what Peter said. Peter said, "Repent, look at it, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise unto you and your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And with many other words, did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." Verse 41 says, "Then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls." Now watch this. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin." And this fellow told him, "So I was baptized for the remission of sin." You see, that I did that. A lot of Baptists tell you, "I did that. Then I do this." Look at verse 47, Tommy. Look at verse 47. Watch what it says. Read it.
Praising God.
Praising God.
And having favor with all the people.
Read it.
And the Lord added to the church.
First Christian church.
The church.
No, First Christian church.
The church. Daily.
The Baptist church. The church. Well, it wasn't one church then. He wasn't on one church. He added to that one church. The word Christian, the name wasn't even given yet. So I know it wasn't a Christian church. The Lord never adds anybody to the First Christian church. He never adds anybody to the Baptist church. They were added to the church daily, such as should be saved. Well, which one was it? The one that Jesus promised to build. Now, anybody don't see that? Stand up. What church were they? They were added to the church. Which one? It wasn't the one. And boy, well, what happened during the meeting? The preacher that I was telling that, he was out there. I heard him hitting on the hood of the truck like this here. And finally, the boy obeyed the gospel. He was baptized into Christ. Now he's back down there preaching. He's preaching the gospel. Good friend of mine. But somebody had to listen. I took the sword of the Spirit. I cut him out of that Christian church. Cut him out of it. Cut him out of it. I'm not going to argue, but you got to come out of that church, not anybody. Listen, when people said, "I was baptized for the remission of sin," ask them this question. Now, what church did the Lord add you to? If they tell you the Lord added you to the Baptist church, remission of sin has never been tied but one church, and that's the church of our Lord. Brethren, that's good preaching. That's good preaching. Somebody said, "I was baptized for the remission of sin." Is that right? Well, what church were you added to? Well, I wasn't added to the Church of Christ. Well, you're just talking. That's good. God, is that good? All right. So, faith, repentance. Now, listen to me carefully. People got to be taught to repent. Let me use this young man as an example. I said, "Now, you got to repent." He said, "What do you mean repent?" I said, "Now, the Christian church that you're in, you can't worship there anymore. You can't go back no more and tell him that you're not coming down no more. Tell him, you say, I'm not coming back." Why? Because this church is not according to the scripture. And the First Christian church, they're so messed up, it's awful. You follow me? You got to repent. If you're here tonight, I'm making it simple. If you're in some religious order that's not in scripture, you're going to have to change your mind and come out of it. You got to come out of it. Will folks in the Baptist church be saved? They'll be saved out of it. Wait a minute. There's some folks in the Baptist church that will be saved out of it. Did you get it? You got to come out of it before the Lord will save you. After repentance, you confess the name of Christ. "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Then you're baptized in water for the remission of sins, and the Lord will add you to the church, and you can say, I'm on my way. The way to heaven, John 14, 1. The way of holiness, Hebrews 12, verse number 14. It's the way of happiness, Acts 8 and verse 39. Are you following me? Then we turn to 2 Peter 1, 5 through 11. Let us walk with the Savior. Want to go to heaven? You got to go this way. Pretty good? It ought to be somebody here tonight. Ought to be somebody here ready. Now, look at that's good here. The way of life. Let's turn, if you would, to 1 John 1, 7. This is good here. I don't want to miss this. Amen. It's a way of life, way to live. 1 John 1, 7 there. Tommy, that's pretty good. Let's see what the text says there. It says what?
But if we walk in the light.
Brethren, that is, walking in the light is walking in the truth. Walking in the light is walking in the truth. Read verse 6.
If we say we have fellowship with him.
Read it.
And walk in darkness.
Hold it. You over here walking in darkness say you have fellowship with God? No. Keep reading, Tommy.
We lie.
We what?
We lie.
Read it.
And do not the truth.
Do not the truth. Read it.
But if we walk in the light.
If we, what about if you don't? If we walk in the light as he in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Read it.
And the blood of Christ.
Holy. The blood of Christ cleanses us from our sins. That's if you walk in the light. Oh boy, that's so good. Now let me get down to this baptism here. Water baptism is for persons taught the one faith. Brethren, I got to stay here a minute. Got to do this for members of the Church of Christ. Sometimes at home we have young ladies want to get married, young boys want to get married, and they want to hurry up and get him baptized in water. We're going to hurry. As long as we get him in that water, look like they think that this is some magic going to happen. Brethren, that's not true. Listen, that's not true. Watch this now. Baptism, water baptism for a person taught the one faith. They got to be taught the truth. Just what I got through doing here. They got to be taught that. All right? Water baptism for one that believed the one faith. You got to be taught the one faith, but you got to believe it. Now watch this. I do it like this. I'm taking my time tonight. If you think that you can be baptized for the remission of sin and stay in the Baptist church, you cannot be saved. You will not be saved. Got to leave it. Boy, see, that's listen here. That's strong teaching. All right? Water baptism for a person that repented of past sins. Wait a minute. If you don't think you're a sinner, what are you going to be baptized for? Baptism is not for members of the Church of Christ. Baptism is for sinners who have heard the faith, believed it, and repented of their sin, confessed Christ. All right? What a baptism for a person to have remission of sin. You're not saved before you're baptized. You're baptized and then you're saved. All right? What a baptism, watch it, for a person to be in Christ and in his church. Water baptism is for persons to be saved. Water baptism for person to be sanctified by the blood of Christ. How am I sounding? I'm sounding good to myself. You may not think I'm preaching, but I'm preaching now. I'm preaching the Bible. See that? Now, brethren, this is what we need. This is exactly what we need. When I was a young man, 32 years old, this is what I grew up on. Every time a gospel meeting would be, I was right up front. Look here, somebody talking about my Bible. This is the same Bible that I've been using ever since I've been preaching. Same one, I'll be right up front taking notes. Why? Because I needed this. coming out of Catholicism, I was ignorant. Ignorant. Didn't know nothing. Amen. Now, when you're in the way of life, in way of light, way to live, and Peter said something about, besides this, give all diligence, add to your faith, watch it, diligence, add to, give all diligence, add to your faith, watch it, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. Oh, it's time to quit then. You've been a good audience tonight. Oh, you look so good. Bless your heart. What question do you have tonight? Well, that's good. Somebody said, I never heard of a preacher like John said. You won't find another one like me. They broke the mold. That all right? I'm interested in your learning. Got it? Then we talking about going to heaven. Revelation 22:14. Blessed are they that do his commandment, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Don't you want to go there? Salvation has been brought down. Why not do it tonight? All things are ready. Do you have any water in your baptistry? You do? Do you have clothes? The reason I'm doing this, brother, I've been places preaching like this and people walk down the aisle, obey the gospel, and no water in the baptistry. No water in the baptistry. What are we doing? That pretty good? If you're here tonight and you're a member of the church and you wanted off of this way, why don't you repent and come on back? Members of the Church of Christ, start living better. Follow the light. Make things better. Well, you do it tonight as together we stand and sing.
Oh, do not let the word depart and close thine eyes against the light.
Do it tonight.
Poor sinner, harden not thy heart.
Be saved tonight.
Be saved, oh, tonight. Oh, why not tonight?
Why not tonight?
Oh, why not tonight? Will thou be saved? Then why not tonight? Tomorrow, sun may never rise to bless thy long deluded sight.
Tonight, why not tonight?
Oh, why not tonight? Oh, why not tonight? Will thou be saved? Then why not tonight?
We're going to pause here. We want to try to plead with you. It may be one or two in the audience tonight that never obeyed the gospel of Christ. All things are ready. The gospel has been preached. Gospel has been preached. Simple and plain. We're waiting on you. We'll baptize you tonight after you make the confession that you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Someone will baptize you into Christ for the remission of sin. You will come in a sinner and leave out a saint. You're on your way. You're in the glory land way. You're on your way to heaven. Are you on your way to heaven tonight? You have one or two places that you're headed. Heaven or hell. I'm trying to persuade you. Paul said, knowing the terror of God, we persuade men. We persuade people to go to Walmart, to spend money that they don't have, to impress people that they don't like. I'm trying to persuade you to obey God. Obey God. Obey the gospel of Christ.
and become a member of the body of Christ. Why don't you do that? If you're a member of the church and you've been slack in your duty as a Christian, it would be good for you to do it tonight. Don't put it off. Say, God has been good to me, and I've been very negligent in doing his will, his way. You ought to return tonight by repentance and prayer. Would you do it as we sing?
Our God in pity lingers still.
Do it tonight.
And wilt thou thus his love require, renounce and warn thy stubborn way.
Be saved tonight.
Be saved.
Why not do it tonight?
Oh, tonight.
Why not tonight?
Oh, why not tonight? Oh, why not tonight? Souls unite.